From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Last month, a California woman died, and five family members fell seriously ill after eating mushrooms they had picked in the woods. Health officials believe the culprit was the death cap mushroom, the most common cause of deadly mushroom poisoning in the United States. A biologist named Ann Pringle is trying to understand why the death cap mushroom is suddenly spreading like crazy in California. She's just starting her career at Harvard University. It's a wonderful job that lets her follow her passion for fungus, and it's also a huge challenge. NPR's Richard Harris has her story.
When Ann Pringle moved from a postdoctoral fellowship at Berkeley to a Harvard professorship in the fall of 2005, she created an unusual bi-coastal relationship. Her husband and two young daughters came with her to Massachusetts, but the fungus that holds her fascination stayed behind in California. So, in December, she spent one last evening with David and the girls before heading west for a week-long visit. Fungus has clearly crept into the fabric of this family. Even three-year-old Penelope has developed a rather sophisticated knowledge of mushrooms.
Okay, what's that on your placemat? What's that mushroom?
Black trumpets.
Are they your favorite? What's your favorite mushroom?
The boletes.
The boletes are your favorite, oh. Do you like to eat mushrooms?
No, I hate mushrooms.
At least to eat, which is probably just as well, since many of the mushrooms this family goes out to the woods to collect are deadly poison. This time, the family will stay behind as Ann Pringle sets off for California.
So where's Mama going tomorrow?
California.
I'm going to miss you, sweetie.
I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, okay.
Are you going to be able to talk?
I'll call you on the phone every day, okay?
But every day in the morning.
All right, here's not world famous Ann Pringle, Harvard professor, taking out the trash at the hostel at Point Reyes.
Yes, the youth hostel at the Point Reyes National Seashore. This area is a hotspot for the rapidly spreading death cap mushroom, Amanita phalloides. Pringle hasn't yet been able to raise any grant money for her research into this runaway species, so she is traveling on the cheap, bedding down in bunk rooms along with her postdoc and graduate student. The hostel manager figured a mushroom scientist would be the logical person to take out the compost.
Which is true, I can handle composting. There are actually heaps of fungi and compost piles. Oh my. Nice penicillium culture on the top.
A green-looking thing, a fungus?
Yes.
She dumps the banana peels and wilted lettuce and returns the bucket to hostel manager Bob Baez. Staying at the hostel does have a benefit. Baez has let Ann Pringle turn the dining room into a lab. They've set up a microscope, laptops, and a mushroom dryer.
Hey, Bob, would you mind if we left our mushroom dryer going for the day?
No, not at all. Okay? You need it going all day?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just leave it there.
It's perfectly safe. It'll just run. It's on low heat.
Okay.
So as soon as everybody's ready, we'll go.
And soon, she, Franck Richard, and Ben Wolf are off to look for mushrooms.
Here comes the main.
Undaunted, the research team sets off along a path lined with bay laurel trees, sword ferns, and oaks dripping with nets of lichen.
Why don't we split up? Benji and Franck want to stay at Drake 1.
Yep.
And then get litter. Look, so beautiful.
Yeah.
Tomales Bay, a narrow crease formed by the San Andreas Fault, peeks through the rain-soaked foliage.
She already sees mushrooms.
Yeah. They're not just any, they're phalloides. Yeah, everywhere. Wow. So here it is, the deadly Amanita phalloides.
We kneel down and look at a fist-sized mushroom, white with a tinge of green, sitting in a fleshy cup in the ground. There's a ring around the stem.
It seems such an obscure thing to get passionate about, yet clearly you are. How did that come about?
It's a challenge to study something that's so different from you. Because, a fungus is not a human. It's not an animal. And it doesn't act the same way. So you really have to think hard and challenge your assumptions about everything that it's doing. It's a challenge and it's really appealing to me.
Recently, Pringle did some fancy detective work with old books and newfangled DNA techniques to prove that the death cap mushroom is actually an invader from Europe. People accidentally brought it here on the roots of imported trees many decades ago. now that it's spreading like crazy, and Pringle is trying to figure out what native species it might be crowding out in the process. Truth be told, scientists think they haven't even identified 95% of the fungi in the world, let alone what's growing here.
So for every species that we have a name for, there are many, many more species that we don't have a name for. So there's a lot we don't know, but yet here we have this thing that, by all accounts, is taking over a habitat. We're losing something that we haven't even had a chance to discover yet. And it's not the tropics, it's Northern California.
And as if to prove this point, later on we round a corner in the trail and come across her postdoc, Franck Richard, belly down in an alder swamp.
Ah! Stop the interview! Run, go!
He's not hurt, but ecstatic. Richard's lab back in France studies fungi that only grow in alder patches. And here on Point Reyes, he finds something similar to the European species, but clearly different. In fact, it's a species unknown to science. And not just one, another, and then another.
And I've got it. I've got it.
Look, this Whoa. Is purple. This is pretty.
Oh, it's so small. Wow.
It's purple.
It's lovely. It's very beautiful.
Ann Pringle and grad student Ben Wolfe join in the hunt, and with little effort, they find 8 new undiscovered species. One looks like a small gray potato. Another is luminous white.
I told you, it's like an Easter egg hunt. Every day.
I think we don't
need it. Ben, look at this.
Oh, wow. Oh, look at the bottom of them.
Yeah, look at the fuzz and look at the gray color.
To white. That's amazing.
Isn't that beautiful? I think that's my favorite mushroom.
Fungi are really cool.
Apart from Pleiades, maybe.
You have a nice collection of bryophytes and sticks on your back.
Oh, lovely. Great.
From an honest day's work.
Yeah, yeah. Not really work. It's not work. It's something else. I don't know what it is.
The rain comes in squalls as the scientists fan out across their study area. This is good. Fungi usually live invisibly underground, threads slinking through the soil. But rain coaxes the fungus to sprout mushrooms. Oddly enough, mushrooms are really umbrellas, providing shelter for the spores that hide under the cap. Those spores have to stay dry. Fortunately, we don't.
You seem utterly undisturbed by the rain. You're not even bothering with your hood.
I love to be outside. I could care less what it's like.
Ann Pringle's job today is to collect some of the invading death caps. But as we head up the trail, she spots a russula mushroom in the undergrowth.
These are fun mushrooms. If you throw them against a tree, they'll smash into a million pieces. They're brittle like crackers. Russula smashing is one of Zoe's favorite activities.
Pretty good.
Very satisfying, isn't it? If you wanted to save that mushroom, that's a terrible field characteristic, because you've just splattered it into a thousand pieces.
Mushrooms typically rely on plants as partners. They usually play fair with their hosts. They bring the tree's nitrogen and take some carbon in return. But Pringle wonders whether the death cap is breaking that rule. One hypothesis is it's doing so well here because it's found a way to cheat the oak trees it lives on. It could be taking nutrients without giving anything back. She plunges a trowel deep into the soil to collect the tree roots as well as the mushrooms.
Okay, look, wow, the earthworms are going nuts. Hi, look. He's like, look, that was my home, but you took it away. Like James and the Giant Peach.
Okay. She handles the mushroom so casually, it's startling to think that just a small piece of this is enough to melt your liver and kill you.
It's not a pleasant death.
She admits that creepy aspect of the death cap mushroom is part of the allure.
It is, of course, fun that there's such a deep cultural history associated with this mushroom. You know, you can read about this emperor who was poisoned by eating an Amanita phalloides, or people tell you that it smells like death. And, you know, people are fascinated by this mushroom and the fact that it kills you. There's no denying that. Some of my friends don't like when I use the word charismatic. They say I should use the word notorious, which is fair enough. But I actually find it charismatic.
As the day progresses, Pringle's fingernails get dirtier and dirtier, and she gets more and more absorbed into the damp embrace of the world around her.
Oh, look at the eggs.
What are they?
They're eggs of somebody, but I don't know who. Insects of some sort.
Yeah. I think you might have one of those eggs in your hair.
Oh, yeah, I've had enough of head lice this year.
Not even a Harvard professor's family gets a pass on that undiscriminating pest.
But, you know, the girls were really excited about their head lice in the end because we identified all stages of the life cycle. And we could do little experiments with the head lice and hair in the water and see the head lice swim to the hair and cling onto it. It was pretty funny.
They really are little naturalists.
Yeah. They are. There's no doubt.
Then, suddenly, the conversation turns serious.
I don't want my kids to be scientists.
You don't?
Not unless they really want it. It's hard, you know. I don't think you should do it unless you really feel passionately about what you do. And if they feel passionately, then that's okay, but I'm not going to push them in this direction.
Much as she loves what she does feel the pressure of her young scientific career. In about 5 years, Pringle will be asked to write her own job description. Harvard University will then advertise that job, and if she's judged the best applicant, she'll get tenure. Otherwise, it will be time to move on.
I talked to a group of undergraduates the other day, and you know, I think as far as they were concerned, I'd made it. I had my job. That was it. My life was set. It was interesting to have that conversation because I was starting to tell them, no, you know, this is the most dangerous time of my career, as a matter of fact, this time between having a job and getting tenure. So this is really flying blind in lots of ways. Hmm. It's okay, though. I'm comfortable with that. Yeah.
Yeah. When you pick a project like this or a topic like this, do you think, well, gee, what is this going to mean for tenure and various other sort of concrete sort of career things?
No, I don't care so much about those things. I care about finding important problems and solving them.
And here, digging up death caps in the dripping California woods, she's doing just that. Richard Harris, NPR News.
A little more from the NPR Mushroom Desk. One more reason to study them, possible medicinal uses. Researchers at the University of Western Sydney in Australia, for instance, want to know if a particular fungus will help treat diabetes.
They're starting an experiment with a mushroom called the Ganoderma lucidum. It's sometimes called the king of herbs, and it's already used in Chinese medicine.
Scientists wonder if it could help reduce blood sugar. In Boston, another study tests whether a mushroom helps fight cancer.
This one's called Phalaenus lenteus. A study published in the British Cancer Journal indicates an extract seems to make some cancerous cells, in labs at least, easier to kill. No way of knowing if these approaches would work in animals, let alone people.
And none of that has helped drive up worldwide mushroom prices. There's a report this week that British mushroom companies are in financial trouble.
And in Ukraine, prices are down almost 30%. It could be related to the strong growth of another European mushroom power, Poland.